How big of a deal was Illinois passing recreational marijuana?
Illinois passing adult use marijuana legalization was groundbreaking. It was the first state legislature that has ever legalized marijuana, including regulated sales. Every other state that passed a comprehensive marijuana legalization bill did through the voter initiative process. So it was voters themselves that took that step. In Vermont, the legislature approved possession and cultivation of marijuana, but they didn't take the sales of marijuana off the illicit market. So this was the first time ever. It's also something that most states, the only way that most states are able to legalize marijuana would be through the legislature, because most states don't have a voter initiative process. So it started a new wave of this being a way that states can legalize marijuana.
And from your group's standpoint, does that really matter a lot as long as the end result, you know, is what you hope it will be? Does it really matter if it's through the voters or through the legislature? What would be the difference there?
The difference is that most states just don't have a ballot initiative process. So I believe only 23 states have a voter initiative process. So if we're going to make marijuana legal in all 50 states, the only way to do it in about half of those states is if legislatures choose to do so. And that includes a lot of deep blue states as well as a lot of red states. So states like New York, Maryland, Delaware, Connecticut, and New Jersey, none of those have the options of citizens collecting signatures and putting something on the ballot. So really the only way to make what voters want a reality is for legislatures to do so. And we've seen the Gallup poll shows two-thirds support among voters for making marijuana legal. Elected officials have just really lagged behind the population in marijuana policy. And this is true both for medical marijuana and for adult use marijuana. And so we're finally starting to see lawmakers catch up. It's been six and a half years since the first state voters approved legalization, so it's taken some time for elected officials to follow suit, but it's really encouraging, and we've had, even though none of the other laws passed, there's been a lot of movement that's brought the day closer that other states will also be legalizing marijuana through their legislatures.
Well, you mentioned that timetable. I remember talking back when the first state started to do this, and it was talking to a State House reporter and another watcher here in Illinois, someone who has a pretty good handle on the pulse of the state, and he thought then it could be as long as 2025 before we would see marijuana become legal here in Illinois. What changed to move that timetable up?
Well, there are a number of factors. I think that a lot of people didn't know what to expect when Colorado first made marijuana legal. It wasn't clear that the federal government would back off and let states make their own decision without actually raiding and prosecuting people, because this is all still federally illegal. It also wasn't clear, you know, a lot of people had concerns that teen marijuana use would go up or that there would be more high school dropouts. And actually, teens are using marijuana at no higher rate. In Colorado, it's actually a slightly lower rate than they were before. So I think there's just been enough time to really take a deep dive and to look at what's happening and see that this is something that the states can regulate and can do in a way that benefits the population, that makes sure cannabis consumers have a safe, tested product, to make sure that the state can control where, when, and to whom cannabis is sold. And the states can bring in hundreds of millions of dollars every year in tax revenue that can be invested in things that people care about, things like schools and Medicaid funding. And in Illinois' law, a quarter of the funding is going to go to communities that have been disinvested in and that have been hard hit by the war on drugs.
Now, of course, you see states in some cases here in Illinois, it has been discussed for a number of years, and we had the medical marijuana program that predates this new law that took effect. But is there a possibility states could move too fast, maybe roll out programs, not having done the prep work that's needed? Is there any concern over that?
There might be people who have that concern, but it's been 6.5 years since Colorado and Washington made marijuana legal, so there's been plenty of time to see what's working and what hasn't. I know in Illinois, the bill sponsor spent about 2 years crafting their program, making sure that all of the stakeholders had a chance to have a voice, listening to regulators from Colorado and other states and to see what's worked and what maybe could be tweaked. So at this point, I think there's more of a concern that people will stall. You know, we've had the same people in some states being said, don't rush it for 5 years. At the point you're saying, don't rush it for 5 years, it's not being rushed. It's being delayed. And every year it's delayed, we have people whose lives are being destroyed because they're getting caught up in the criminal justice system. They're sometimes involved in violence. When marijuana is sold on the illicit market, both people selling it and buying it are at risk of theft and robbery and other violence.
From your group's standpoint and the legislation that passed here in Illinois, you mentioned all the time that that was put into getting the idea out there and negotiating with people. In the end of the day, there were still some people not happy with the end result, maybe issues like home grow. Are those some things that you'd still like to see Illinois deal with in the coming months, in the coming years?
Certainly. Two of the big things that we were hoping to see included in the law that weren't are home delivery and home cultivation. For everything else, you know, people are used to buying things from Amazon and having even prescription medicines can be delivered to your door. But with cannabis, that's not included in the law. And it's something that employers are still able to punish people for possessing marijuana. There's still some stigma because of federal law. So people like the discretion of being able to, you know, just have it delivered to their home, and it also saves time and energy, especially if some cities ban marijuana stores and you have to drive a couple hours to get cannabis. So we do think it's important to allow home delivery. We also think adults in every single state can brew their own beer. They should also be able to grow securely a small number of plants. We were glad that the law that passed allowed at least seriously ill patients to grow medical cannabis, but we do hope that next year they'll go ahead and improve the law in those two ways.
Your latest report takes a look across the country at marijuana legislation and both successes and maybe not so much here in the past year, but what else is really happening around the country right now? Is it a situation where most states are at least considering this idea?
Every state just about has some kind of activity on whether it's medical marijuana expansion, decriminalizing cannabis, or refining existing laws. There were literally hundreds of bills that passed that were considered and dozens of bills that passed in this past legislative session. Three states, Hawaii, North Dakota, and New Mexico, decriminalized simple possession, meaning a person will not go to jail for a small amount of cannabis. A number of states like New Hampshire and Washington have expungement that they added to existing laws to make it easier for people to wipe out past criminal records for possessing marijuana. A lot of states expanded their medical marijuana conditions. And one thing that's notable is that no state had a serious move to repeal either medical marijuana or legalization. I think in the entire country, there was one lawmaker that put in a bill that would ask voters to repeal a law that 66% had just approved in Missouri, and it didn't get out of committee. So the fact that no one's really looking at rolling back these laws just gives you some indication of just how popular they are and the fact that they aren't causing problems.
When you look at a state like Illinois, a Midwestern state, some may call it an outlier when it comes to the politics of the state of Illinois compared to its neighbors, but do you often see that when a state like Illinois takes this type of action to legalize marijuana, do you see a ripple effect next door than we might see in the next couple of years?
Not sure if it'll ripple next door, but nationwide, I think the more states that move forward, and especially the more states that are seen as kind of middle America, the more other states feel comfortable following suit. Of course, Michigan, the voters in Michigan passed a law back last year before Illinois, so we've got two Midwestern states now that have passed legalization laws. And I do think that we're going to see more lawmakers and more voters have comfort the more they see other states move forward and the sky not falling.
Well, the state's taking action. That's a piecemeal approach. Of course, you'd like to probably see laws changed at the federal level. How is that going?
So we've seen more activity in U.S. Congress this year than ever before. There was a historic hearing in the House Judiciary Committee on how to end marijuana prohibition that had never happened before. The House of Representatives included a rider that would say that none of the money appropriated to the Justice Department could be used to interfere in legalization laws. That was the first time that ever included that rider. And so we're starting to see a lot of discussion and movement. Congress is way behind voters on this. The Senate doesn't look like it's likely to pass anything broad. I think the most we can probably hope for in the next year or two, what Trump has said he would sign is the States Act that would remove federal penalties from state legal activity. But the fact that we're even talking about that and that there's anything under serious consideration in Congress is a great thing. And it's also encouraging that a number of members of Congress are proposing bills that would look at the racial disparities in marijuana arrests and look to also expunge past convictions in addition to making marijuana legal.